to scout early, scout often, because yeah, there's probably going to be something.
Well, yeah. And also with, we didn't have a good kill. We have not had a good winter kill of anything. So I would say that the insect, the pest, is going to be an issue again this year, if not more so.
A lot of overwintering in the residues still, I would believe.
Right.
I think you're exactly right, Melissa. I've had quite a few conversations with growers here the past couple of weeks talking about the insects in particular. And, you know, we really haven't in our local area here had a very hard, cold, time spell here in this winter. And so, you know, insects are definitely top of mind for a lot of producers.
Right, right. I know you guys are gearing up. In fact, you're probably already shipping out a lot of product to producers now. I know I don't want to turn this into a sales pitch, but what are some of the big chemicals that you're seeing that are going to play a big factor this year?
Well, you know, as you look at our portfolio, you know, we talked about those overlapping residuals, specifically in soybeans. The Authority brands are one of our flagship brands. Anthemax, then, is one of those in-crop residuals that we're able to utilize in soybeans. So, you know, those two products really come top to mind.
What do those products do, Jennifer? Are those photosynthate inhibitors? Are those root and shoot inhibitors? What is the mode? You talked earlier about modes of action.
Modes of action,
A lot of folks maybe not understand what that means. Applying different, I mean, are you talking modes of action? Do we plow or do we chisel? No, that's not what mode of action means. So maybe you could dive into that a little bit.
And he's looking at me as he says all
what
this.
What that means.
So basically modes of action, what we're talking about is how that chemistry works to kill the weeds. And so if the Authority brands, all of them are going to have a base component that has a PPO, PPO group herbicide in them. And so, you know, as you look at the different Authority brands, then we're adding in those ALS components or those other modes of action to help broaden your spectrum of those different weed chemistries. The you look at the Anthemax, and that, again, is a group 15 herbicide. Also that has a group 14 herbicide in it. So really when growers are looking at products that they're using, they need to understand which chemistries they have in the tank and how they're going to deploy a system that has a good variety of all.
Just because you've put two different chemicals in the tank doesn't mean there's two different modes of action.
That's exactly right.
So they might both be group 15s or, group 9s, and so you want to make sure that you've got some different activity going on within the same tank mix.
Absolutely. Study those labels for sure. I know on our labels we try to make sure that's in the upper right-hand corner so they can see what group of chemistries are in each product.
What Jennifer, do you recommend we talked a little bit about terminating cover crops. I've always been of the school that you do that, after planting, because if you do it beforehand, it can create a crop mat that will never dry out. Is that kind of what you recommend, or are you saying get them killed early? And what mode of action or what particular product do you prefer to burn those down?
Well, that's a great question, and I think there's probably a lot of different ways you can answer it. I've had customers that have planted into their cover crop and then killed it off. A lot of that kind of depends on the timing, right? And can we get that timing right? Because, like you said, if you kill it off before you plant, you definitely have a mat of residue that's very hard to dry out, specifically in that spring timing. So, I think a lot of that is going to depend on what that grower is trying to accomplish and what the forecast and things, what he has on his plate and how he can get the timing down. As far as what used to kill it, actually FMC really doesn't have anything in our portfolio for that, but there are a lot of good products in the marketplace, whether you're using a 2,4-D or a glyphosate-based program. either of those should clean up a cover crop pretty well.
Well, Jen, I appreciate you being here. Before we cut you loose, because I know you've got to get the homeschooling, have fun.
Right.
I just want to ask you one last question, and we're going to ask this of everybody that's on today. But I think I know the answer to this because I've known you for years. What excites you about going to work every day and doing what you do?
Yeah, I love this question because I do love what I do. I think the number one thing that keeps me going every day is just helping my customers and being there to work with them to solve the issues that they're facing. I've been in the ag industry I grew up in the ag industry, and I can't imagine working anywhere else. The people are the number one reason why I do what I do, just because I get to work with an awesome group of people. And so it helps to work for a company that has a lot of exciting things going. We have a tremendous pipeline of products that are coming that excite me. But really, when it comes down to it, it's the people that I get to work with every day in this industry.
Tell our listeners, if anybody wants to get a hold of you, how's the best way to get a hold of you? And also tell them the website, too, as well, because Adam and I were on the website, and we were really tickled with all the educational material that's on there.
Oh, yeah, we have so much information. If you go to www.fmccrop.com, you'll find all kinds of information about our products. Anybody can reach me at my email address, which is jennifer.marcheski@fmc.com.
You might want to spell Marcheski.
All right, I'm going to spell it. It's MarcheSki. You can also find me on the website as well, if you didn't catch that. So.
Yeah, if you just put in your zip code, you come up as our regional representative.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, well, Jen, love to you and the family. Hopefully I'll get a chance to see you before State Fair, but if not, hopefully if we have a State Fair, we'll be able to see you at a State Fair.
All right, sounds great. Thanks so much for the invitation.
Thank you very much.
Great to visit with you guys.
Well, thank you for participating, and have fun with that homeschooling.
All right. Have a great day.
We want to thank our sponsors for letting us be here. Co-Alliance at Mulberry, Home National Bank at Thorntown, Lebanon, and Frankfort. Ivy Tech Community College, Wampler Services Incorporated, Indiana Farm Systems. Also on Hoosier Land TV, we have the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Wilson Farm Market, ProBite Computer Sales and Services, and again, Home National Bank for sponsoring us on both radio and TV. Ellis Jewelry for the great gifts for our guests, and also our food by CNR Catering. This is Ag Day on WILO. We'll be back in a few.
Do you need junk, trash, or construction debris removed? Wamplers has been in the trash removal business since 1948. Call today to schedule regular trash pickup for your home, farm, or business. Wamplers Disposal Service will provide you with one-time trash disposal for your special project or event. We supply dumpsters from 2 yards up to roll-offs. You worry about making the trash, let Wamplers worry about what to do with it. Call Wamplers today at 659-3721. Remember, at Wamplers, you call and we'll haul.
Part of your life for over 60 years. We are WILO.
WILO weather for Lebanon, Michigan town, Clarksville.
Connected to Clinton County.
Ice into the wind, some broken poles and conductors down and trees down.
A true friend you counted on for over 60 years.
Clinton County's 7 day a week news media. This is WILO and WILO FM, Frankfort, Indiana.
We always have been and always will be part of your life.
On AM 1570, WILO Frankfort at the transmitter site. Frank Gunning along with you. We now have four broadcasters of WILO, Marty Hiddle and Dennis Bergendorf, as well as Russ Casper.
Yesterday and today.
We are in the middle of the prayer chain right now. It's pretty impressive because everybody is holding hands. I'm Kevin Keith for WILO.
When you need to know, use WILO.
Where the business is small, it is also mighty. Home National Bank offers an array of services to accommodate all of your banking needs. Live chat support and community involvement are some of the aspects that set Home National Bank apart from your average bank. Stop in the Thorntown or Lebanon locations today Why wait? Home National Bank, a bank that makes you feel at home. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's the WILO Skywatch weather forecast for all of north central Indiana.
Including Delphi, Hillisburg, and Clark's Hill. Rain likely today, a high of 48. Tonight again a chance of showers, a low of 44. Showers likely tomorrow, a high of 65. And mostly cloudy Friday, a high of 59. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. Check out real-time weather radar 24/7 at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
We're keeping